I'm a power of love. Sort of social that we're having today.
A song off Street Songs of Love. And this is a song that Chuck Prophet and I co-wrote together. And I think Chuck's getting it, right? And this is one that we wrote. We wrote it for all of the guys that we knew who passed on, that we played with over the years or admired over the years. We had in mind specifically Jeffrey Lee Pierce from the Gun Club. And but there's been so many of the guys that I started out playing with that are no longer with us. I started out with this band called The Nuns a long, long time ago. And most of the nuns are gone. But especially, there was a young lady who sang with us and played piano. Her name was Jennifer Moreau. And she was a very young girl when I first met her. And it was funny because she was actually a very good musician, and we knew nothing about music whatsoever other than how to put a needle on the turntable, you know? And but she took us under her wing, kind of, and befriended us, and she became an integral part of our band. She was our Nico, you know? She was just like Nico, very glamorous, beautiful woman. And we were kind of more like the Stooges, you know? So it was a great combination. I don't know what that is. Is that me?
Yeah.
It is? My vocal?
Yeah.
Anything I can do?
No, I'll
eat more vitamins or something? No? Alright, so we'll sing this for her tonight, anyway, because she just passed away. And, she was a lovely person. It's called Sister Lost Soul.
Nobody left unbroken. Nobody left unbroken.
around. This is another song here that is off the new album. It's a song about Austin, Texas, and change. Austin's a beautiful city that I first moved to about 1980, it was. And back then, it was much smaller than it is now. And I think I'm partially responsible for that because I used to tell everybody what a great place it was. You know? And so many people have moved there, and now we have you know, problems like any other growing city. The city was not built for as many cars as there are now, and so sometimes you get serious traffic jams and such. But this song, you know, because Austin is such an idyllic place, people always want it to remain the same as it was in the 70s when Willie Nelson was playing in beer gardens and Billy Joe Shaver was playing towns, all those guys. So this is about change and the inevitable. It's called The Bottom of the World. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what. So we'll have to call an ambulance or something. So this next song is also a tune about Texas. This is about the town where I was born. I was born in San Antonio, Texas, a long time ago. And the thing about San Antonio, it's always been a very kind of magical place for me because when I was about 7 or 8 years old, my parents told us that we were going on a vacation to California. And so we packed up all the kids in the sedan that we had, a four-door sedan, You know, there's 12 kids, so there was a lot of, it was a crowded ride to California. But we made it to California. It was my mother, my father, and my grandmother, and then all these kids. And the thing about it was, though, is that we found this little town, Huntington Beach, California. It was on the coast. It was really beautiful. And we never went back to Texas, though. We were never told why, but we left everything behind. We had a horse, we had dogs and cats and stuff. We left everything behind. So, you know, it was always just kind of this mythical place to me, and I always loved San Antonio. I had a lot of relatives there and very good memories. So this is a song about getting back to that place where you belong, your hometown maybe, and finding that things are very different now. It's called San Antonio Rain. We'll be right back. stick to some more ballads, if you don't mind. This is one I'm sure I did the last time I was here, but I'd like to do it again for you. This is a song that was, this is where the band got its name. It's a song called Sensitive Boys. And it's about being in bands and trying so hard, believing in what you do, miles and miles of band trips. I was in a band called the True Believers a long, long time ago, rank and file. The Nuns, you know, Judy Nylon band in New York. And you know, we used to do over 300 shows a year for about 10 years at the Believers did. That's a lot of miles, a lot of shows. And came up a little short, you know, in the end. But loved every minute. I wouldn't change it for the world, you know. So this is about those times, and it's called Sensitive Boys.
Boy,
Teenage kids who tell you that your music is old man's music, which I do. My son has told me several times that I know nothing about music, and he's actually told his mother that he's worried about me because I know absolutely nothing about music, and that I will never understand hip-hop, he said. And he's probably right. To a certain extent, you know. But it's about having, you know, it's about being young and believing that that music is his, you know, and I encourage that. I want them to pursue whatever artistic endeavor they want, you know, as long as they don't hurt themselves. So, you know, I've said this before, but my son has a band called Slow Burn, and he's the only member of the band. It's a weird thing about that band. And he beats on drums very, you know, in a very tribal way, and also has a synthesizer that he beats on and breaks and stuff, and it makes all kinds of really crazy noise. And then he screams at the top of his lungs, and as I said before, you can hear the words hate and father in the lyrics every now and then. It's about joyous family stuff, is what this song is. It's called Down in the Bowery. We'll be right back.
when it's all said and done, I hope you've got your own set of rules.
Thank you.
Thank you. galaxy once at 7:23. We came to live inside the myth of everything we heard. The poets on their bar stools, they just love it when it rains. They comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense.
Makes perfect sense.
I mean, makes perfect sense.
Makes no sense.
You know it makes no sense.
Makes perfect sense.
But it makes perfect sense.
Makes no sense.
And we all moved out.
Makes perfect sense.
And we all moved on.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, we all moved out.
Makes perfect sense.
And we all moved.
Somewhere I'll never find. Still be your lover, baby.
This is an old song written in 1951, written by a gentleman by the name of Álvaro Carrillo, a Mexican composer, and he's from Mexico City. And this is a very beautiful song, a standard that's been done by many, many people. There was a great, I think Edie Gourmet and Los Panchos did it, and Vicky Carr did it. It's a very popular song. My father used to sing it to my mother all the time. It was his favorite song and her favorite song. So Amy has blessed us with her presence here and her beautiful voice, and we're going to sing this together.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas se acercan tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor como tú llevas también sabor. Thank you.
We're playing this Friday in London at the Borderline, and it's also the 50th anniversary of the Rolling Stones, so we're not going to do any Rolling Stones songs, but we'll celebrate it anyway.
There's rumors that they're about to do their last show.
Maybe my favorite band of all time. That's the Mock of the real Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
All
right,
so let's start with this is an old song, maybe one of the very first songs I ever wrote. I remember writing this in Austin. I wrote it for a girl. It didn't work, but I wrote it.
In case I
Thank you. Thank you.